Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty, and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out, I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning. If you're just getting your morning started, it's 7:37. Today, of course, is May the 21st, and we come to the microphone this morning with a little heavy heart as we mourn with our fellow brothers and sisters in Oklahoma. I'm sure you've awakened to the news, as we all did. 51 confirmed dead, 40 more bodies expected, 20 children, and at least 240 people injured. 2 miles wide, 200 miles per hour winds. And the article says that when we walked outside, it looked like an apocalypse. And you can only just imagine. And as we were driving in this morning, and I was thinking about it with a heavy heart, like many Americans across the nation, I said to myself, we can't even really fathom what that feels like. And we're looking at the photographs, but you really just can't even imagine sending your child to school and them not coming home, many of them not coming home. And so this morning, as you're traveling in to work and to school, and I know we did, we loved on our son. And what mornings like this make us feel is a sense of gratitude. Gratitude for the moment. And yesterday I was talking about just learning how to be okay right where you are, because life is so uncertain and is, in many cases, very, very short. And so what we did as a family is we prayed, like I'm sure many of you are. We prayed on our way, as we do every day, to school, and we prayed for God to cover those families. And in instances like this, you know, the word tells us to lean not to our own understanding, because we can't understand this. And I'm sure those families don't understand how you could send your child to school and something catastrophic like this could happen. And so this morning, as you're traveling in, getting ready for your school day and your work day, I hope that you're traveling in with a deeper sense of gratitude and a deeper sense of being here today and doing all that you can today to live and walk in your purpose and what God has created for you to do, and love your kids. You know, we send our kids to school and we just think at the end of the day we'll pick them up and all is well. And oftentimes, it's not the case. So this morning, as you're traveling in, getting your day started, start with a little prayer and start with gratitude. And I also want to remind you that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. And for a lot of kids, we're coming down to the last day or so of school. I know our son is in school today. School buses are rolling, so please be mindful about school kids, school buses, and school zones. Now, on the other side of the coin, a lot of kids are finishing up testing and they're getting out of school early. So I know we're getting out. Our son is getting out at 12:30 today. Many kids are finishing their last days, and so we're going to be asking you to stay mindful. Summer is about to begin for the kids, and a lot of kids are going to be unattended, so that means that they're going to be left, in many cases, to their own devices. So we want to ask you to make sure that you're mindful throughout the day. Make sure that you're watching out, because kids are going to be out and about. They're excited. They're ready for the break. And you know what? They could be just about anywhere. And what we've noticed a lot is that kids come outside of their neighborhoods, and that's when things start to happen. So we're going to ask you, as always, to stay engaged. Please make sure, and we ask you this every day, and we see people doing it, and I know it's tough, but we're going to ask you to make sure that if you're using your mobile device, just take a moment to pull over or just wait until you get to your destination. As always, we want to remind you that you can connect with Team OPT at 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2 in Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. You can go to our website, www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can simply phone us at 318-445-5658. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:42. Today is Tuesday, May 21st. We're going to take a quick break here, but we're going to tell you what's on point right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup. Real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating, today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hicks HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixson has it.
Hixson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hixson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, www.hixsonhasit.com. Once again, www.hixsonhasit.com. We're reminding you every single day that May is open enrollment for Amerigroup Real Solutions. They're the real solutions in getting the health care you need when you need it. Medicaid and LaChip, of course, are changing. And now you have a choice in healthcare. And we're reminding you that Amerigroup Real Solutions is the solution for you and your family in healthcare. And here's how you can connect with Amerigroup Real Solutions. The number, 1-855-BUY-U-4-U or 1-855-229-6848. Now this morning, if you are just joining the OPT Network, we're going to continue to remind you about school kids, school buses, and school zones. As I said, school is coming to a close. Kids are super excited about being outdoors and being out of school, and that means that we're all going to have to be on guard throughout the day, especially if you're traveling around throughout various different cities, because kids are out and about. So we want to remind you to stay engaged throughout the day. I know I said earlier, some of the kids are getting out of school early and some are already out. But changing gears this morning, I'm going to tell you what we're talking about. Yesterday, I mentioned just briefly about a new sleep study. And the sleep study showed that more and more couples are starting to sleep separately. And we were having a conversation a couple of weeks ago with some couples that were talking about their sex life and how it has changed. And as you grow, your sex life changes. And with more people choosing to sleep separately, you can only just imagine that the sex life of those people's intimacy and their relationship could be changing as well. So this morning, what we're going to be talking about on point, we're going to be talking about how to reverse that. And you know, oftentimes things happen in relationships that pull couples apart. And when you become pulled apart, intimacy changes. Just various different things that happen, whether it's the children, whether it's just having a new baby, so many reasons why couples sort of just drift away from each other intimately. And this morning we thought, what an incredibly important conversation that couples need to be having. And for a lot of people have drifted so far apart that they're really not sure if they can come back together and be intimate and have lost that comfortability, if you will, with each other. And so we said, you know what, we need to find one of the leading experts in the country to talk about this and talk about how couples can find their way back to each other. Y'all, this is going to be an incredible conversation. We're going to introduce you to the counselor, the therapist, the author of an incredible book. We want you to stay on point. And if you're having these kind of problems and I won't even call them problems, I'll call them challenges. If you're having these sort of challenges, you might want to open up to the possibility that things can change when we begin to change our thinking. And remember, a lot of what we're going through centers in the mind. Stay on point, everybody. I've got to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Oh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk. This is an On Point Talk playback. Emmy Award-winning talk show host, Dr. Oz.
Dr. Oz, we're so glad to have you back. And you know, of course, that this is Heart Month for Women. And you have the 28-day Prevent a Heart Attack plan. And I want to start by talking about that and how you came up with that.
Well, I know that a lot of folks try to quantify their lives in ways that are manageable. And, you know, 1 month's a pretty good time period to aim for. And you recognize you cannot get rid of a bad habit. You got to replace a bad habit with a good habit. So when it comes down to heart disease, and just for the women out there, you know, it's Heart Month, but we specifically are focusing on women's heart disease because you're the glue of society. It's your hearts that end up helping the male heart too. And so I've gotten some tips that you can use for your hearts. But the tax is you're going to spread the word to the rest of the family.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. If you're just getting your morning started, your school day started, it's 7:57. Today, of course, is Tuesday, May the 21st, and this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort for more than 20 years. They're located at 717 MacArthur Drive, also the Of Oils Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Of Oils Parish, and McDonald's of Alexandria.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Well, if you were with us before we went to the break, I told you we were going to be having a very adult conversation, is how I want to put it. And I want to remind you that if you have kids involved in this conversation, it may not be It is an adult conversation. Let me just say that. And it's a conversation that we think is very important, with 20% of married couples saying that their marriages are sexless and having sex more than or less than 10 times a year. This is an important conversation. And I want to introduce you to an incredible woman. She's a certified sex therapist and licensed couples counselor, Lori Watson. She's the author of the recently published book, Wanting Sex Again, written for the 40 million American women struggling with quote-unquote low libido. She blogs for Psychology Today in Married and Still Doing It, lectures at the medical schools for Duke and UNC Chapel Hill, and directs the Clinic Awakening Center for Intimacy and Sexuality. Lori, good morning, and welcome to your very first time to the OPT Network.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Lori,
I'm excited to talk about this.
So, Lori, this is, we were talking during the break, this is a conversation that is not always easy to have. The book is called Wanting Sex Again, How to Rediscover Your Desire and Heal a Sexless Marriage. And I want to talk about first why you were inspired to write this book.
Many people, when they call me, usually it's the woman who is referred from her gynecologist. And the first thing she says, Carla, is, Lori, I don't care if I ever have sex again. And, you know, in the beginning, that sounds so bleak in terms of what that would do to her relationship. But I really learned that that statement means many different things. And so I wrote the book with stories to delineate, you know, all the separate reasons that women feel this way. I mean, most of the time, a real live woman has many of the issues that are going on. But the book is separated by chapters so that they can really see, you know, is this me? Is this me? Is this what's happening? And then it gives them ideas about how to solve this.
Mm-hmm. And for a lot of women, and you've already talked about so many women going into their gynecologist, what are some of the main reasons why, or the root of why women are feeling that they no longer want to have sex?
I think the number one reason that women don't want to have sex, really the bulk of it is relational discord. You know, as women, we need so much connection to feel sexual about our long-term partner. But they often, I mean, I think our gynecologist is our first resource as a woman for anything that has to do with sex or our bodies. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, gynecologists really don't have very much training in sexual dysfunction. So I would say the other issues are a woman who lacks having a climax, which is such an easy issue to fix for those women. I would say, you know, oftentimes that's only one or two sessions of talking only. Sex therapy is all talk therapy. There's no exams, there's no nudity, there's no sexual touching. And then probably the last reason is there's such a differential in testosterone between male and female partners that women often end up feeling overwhelmed by their partner's need for sex. And it starts kind of a power struggle between them. You know, she feels like he's always asking. I never get a chance to even want.
Now, in the reverse of that, you say that he's always asking. But now, if he wasn't asking, wouldn't a woman feel a sense of maybe rejection?
That's a good point. I mean, certainly there are men with low libido, and unfortunately, I'm seeing this as a growing problem. Many men are becoming what I call self-sufficient sexually. They're using pornography to take care of all their own needs because negotiating a sexual relationship with their female partner is so difficult and so complicated, and there's so many other things that go into it. I mean, I think pleasing a woman is very difficult, and it requires quite a bit of skill in seduction and initiation and technique. So many men, you know, don't. And I think, yes, women feel very rejected if he doesn't initiate. I see men with low libido, too. And
let's stop there. Lori, okay, and let's talk about what low libido means for people that are listening.
Okay. Well, low libido is not having an interest in pursuing sexual activities. It's not having any fantasies or wishes for it. So technically, it's not having desire. I would say for men, that often means just withholding that.
And for women, what does that mean? Just what you said, no real desire?
Right. For women, they have no desire. And I think that women are very confused about sometimes, even for themselves, you know, I used to have desire. I used to feel something and really want it. And now I'm married and I've been married for a few years, and I don't want it anymore, and I don't know what happened. I want to want it, too, is what they tell me. And I will often tell them, you know, when you were dating and you thought about that upcoming date, you know, you woke up in the morning, you shaved your legs, you put on something sexy, you thought about what was coming, for the night. By noon or at school or at work, you were bored and you were sort of imagining the date ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you got to the evening, you set aside 6 hours of time, which, of course, you know all young mommies have 6 hours to set aside for a date.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and basically after, you know, some wine and some innuendo, they got to the sexual touching part and they felt aroused. But, Carlette, they use their mind to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Young women don't have enough testosterone either to fund that wonderful feeling that we all like to have. But they use their mind. And that's how all of us, as women, create sort of a subjective desire.
Hmm. And so what has happened with that? Are we forgetting to use our mind, or are we just not using our mind when it comes down to being intimate?
I think that women traditionally feel that they should be prompted to have these sexual feelings by their male partner. You know, he's the one who should romance them, seduce them, initiate sex, and be good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're very dependent. I mean, socially we're trained to be very dependent on being sparked to have sexual desire, not necessarily realizing that we're the owner of that, that
mm-hmm.
we can have it and we can generate it ourselves.
And don't you think, as you talked about in the book, and I thought it was so intriguing, the fact that women or girls are taught to think differently about our bodies as young girls, and maybe we're not sending a good positive message to our girls about their bodies?
Oh, I agree so much. I mean, I think we're scared as a culture. We're scared that our girls will be violated, will be molested. We're scared that they'll get pregnant or STDs. And so we protect, and that's a very good motive. But unfortunately, we also don't tell our daughters that this is something delightful that's going to happen, that their body belongs to them, that these sensations are natural and normal and good.
Absolutely. And I think that this is a conversation that's really challenging to have, but it's so important. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to have more with Lori Watson, her book, Wanting Sex Again, How to Rediscover Your Desire and Heal a Sexless Marriage. You're on point. We're back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Today is Tuesday, May the 21st, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get Wired Satellites. Doesn't matter what you need. Get great channels. Get great bundles. All you've got to do is phone 318-767-2220. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, is serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas. The number for more information, 318-487-1881. Now, if you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by Lori Watson, and we're talking about her book, Wanting Sex Again, How to Rediscover Your Desire and Heal a Sexless Marriage. And Lori, there's so much to talk about, but I want to start this segment by talking about those people that, first of all, are in sexless marriages. And in the book, you look at issues of why this has happened. A lot of things have happened, and you called it, you know, sexual discord. But for those people that are finding those situations, how do they find that place of comfort to come back to each other?
Okay, I mean, we need two things in life, Carlette. We need autonomy, separateness, and we need connection and closeness. And so the struggle between two people often revolves around these two issues. One person wants more of the other, and the other one says, you know, I need a little space and distance. And sometimes we flip-flop that over sex. So maybe a male who is a distancer and very involved in his work becomes a sexual pursuer, and a woman who really wants to know him more and know his feelings and be close to him is uninterested in bed. And unfortunately, this distance between the two of them stays constant. Hmm. And I call that the distance of unhappiness.
Wow.
And they need to close that gap by becoming more flexible.
And so is it hard to close that gap, especially if you have been in a sexless marriage or relationship for a long period of time?
I have a lot of hope about couples renewing their sexual intimacy and their emotional intimacy. I mean, I see people who have been in sexless marriages for years on end who really go on to have something that is full and erotic. So, I mean, is it hard? Yes. It's probably the most difficult thing in your life. But is it possible? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have tremendous hope for people.
And so for you talk about women initiating getting help. Is it necessary for the couple to come in and begin to talk about it? Because I know that there are couples out there that have been in a sexless marriage and really have no intention or don't really know how to come back together.
Right. I mean, I think it's ideal if the couple will come together, but, you know, many women call me and tell me, I don't think my husband would ever come to therapy. And
right.
I say, come yourself. Because so much work can be done when one person changes the way they relate to the other. When one person changes her dance steps in the relationship, it absolutely forces change from her partner. So I would say don't wait. Don't wait on your partner. Come and get help. And, I mean, I see that it will change no matter where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
One little change can make an enormous, resounding change in the relationship.
And so when does a couple know that they're having challenges, or let me just say this, or that they're in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
When do you know?
Okay, I think that, you know, sexless marriages are less than one time a month, and low-sex marriages are less than about twice a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think once resentment kicks in and you begin to feel like, you know, I'm pulling more than my fair share of the load, or the partner starts to be angry and feeling deprived, these feelings start to build and are toxic. And that's, you know, that's the early time to get help.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to really talk about healing in terms of, in the book you talked about women having issues with intimacy. Maybe it was due to infidelity. Maybe it was due to molestation. Maybe it was due to a hurt. And a lot of women sort of, and probably even men, have issues with intimacy as it relates to those issues in their lives.
Sure. I mean, there are past injuries from our childhood that wound our sexual self, and then there are relational injuries, like a betrayal, that are so difficult to get over. And some people just try to sweep it all under the rug and say, that was in the past, I'm going to go forward. But I think that, you know, there's a better solution. We can heal from those things in a way that leaves us free and able to experience all that life has for us, you know, being joyful because we get whole from all the injuries of the past. One of them is between us and our partner, and the other is between us and our childhood. And, you know, I see that these are really important to thoroughly work through.
Mm-hmm. And once chemistry is lost, Lori, can it be recaptured?
You know, chemistry, I love that question when people come in and say, well, I'm just not attracted to my partner anymore.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I don't know what to do about that. It's, you know, part of our attraction and our lack of attraction is about a defense. I mean, there's many reasons we lose attraction. Sometimes, okay, our partner really changes. You know, they gain a ton of weight, or they let themselves go. But most of the time, I'm looking at their partner thinking, wow, you know, this is a good-looking man or a good-looking woman, and why are you not attracted? And I think that the issue is often sexual desire requires such vulnerability. You know, if we continue to have sexual desire for a partner, it's a very primitive feeling. And we realize on some level that our partner could stop loving us, they could find another, or they could even die.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so continuing to be vulnerable like that, we would rather just kind of turn it off, and we dampen our own risk in relationship by ceasing to be attracted.
Hmm. Now, you said a lot there, and a lot of women, especially after they have had children, maybe have gained weight, and they themselves no longer feel erotic or sexually attractive. And so they put up that barrier. So how do we help those women to get past that when it's so challenging to really lose the weight?
I think that weight in our culture is kind of the number one bad thing. I mean, we're almost bad people if we're overweight. And so it's very difficult for a woman to stay erotic if she feels unsexy. Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
And I think that what I tell women, first of all, their male partners often still find them really beautiful and sexy and arousing. So it's not...
Well, I don't know, Lori. Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. It just depends. Yeah. Now, if you were a small woman and you get to be a big woman, I mean, the politically correct thing for your husband to say is, you know, because I was a big woman after I had, after I gave birth. I mean, a really big woman. But, I understand that you don't feel attractive anymore. And then after you have a baby, your body changes. And say if your husband was attracted to a woman that wasn't a big woman, then, you know?
Sure. I mean, and you're right. I mean, I think that there are absolutely scenarios where their partners are not attracted. And I think it serves us to lose weight, both for our health, of course, and to have a more alive sex life with our partner. I think the problem is we get into a cycle. You know, women who are overweight feel bad about themselves. They make up for that by a sensual pleasure of food. They maybe deny themselves the sensual pleasure of sex, which would be zero calories, and then they, it goes on and on. They feel worse. They withdraw further into food. And if their partner is still wanting sex, they don't feel sexy enough to give it to them. Which I do have a quick tip for those women. I would say to them, first of all, if the partner is not critical and wants to make love to her, focus on your breathing. Forget thinking about your thighs or your stomach, and just for 1 minute while you're in the midst of making love, focus on breathing in and out and try to shoo away all the critical thoughts, because that way she actually comes into her body and can feel sensual pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
I think a woman who's large can be alienated from her body. That's partly why she eats so much, because she's lost touch with her sense of fullness.
Wow.
And so she's alienated. And this is one way to come back into the body to feel more sensual pleasure.
Wow. Hey, everybody, stay on point. We're going to be back with more of this conversation, and we're going to tell you how you can get the book after this. Stay with us.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and the CHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years' experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now, I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetites, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC. Rayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 828, and this segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. They're Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services not only for your home, but for your business. Here's the number for free consultation. It's 318-448-4000. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Well, if you're just joining this morning's conversation, we're joined by certified sex therapist and licensed couples counselor, Lori Watson. We're talking about her book, Wanting Sex Again, How to Rediscover Your Desire and Heal a sexless marriage. And we have been having just great conversation on and off the air. And I said to Lori, and I'll say to you all as well, sometimes these conversations, Lori, are challenging to have because you want to make sure that you don't step on anyone's toes. But by the same token, you really want to make sure that you have a conversation that affects people and that affects people's thinking about where they are sexually. And during the break, we were talking about the way that our bodies change as we get older. You may not, as a woman, be getting as much lubrication as you did, say, 10 years ago. And as a man, you may not be getting the same kind of erections that you did maybe 5 or 6 years ago. And so how do those dynamics change for the couple?
You know, that's such a great and important question. I believe that, you know, women, we do go through a loss of estrogen, which the main result of that is loss of vaginal lubrication and elasticity. So sometimes sex can become painful. She's not as aroused and as lubricated, and so she starts to think, oh, you know, it doesn't feel as good as it used to, and she starts to not wish for sex anymore. And especially if her partner maybe at the very same time in his life is struggling with erections, she says, you know, I used to turn him on, and I guess I don't anymore. Maybe he thinks I'm just a dried-up, you know, woman, and these things really impact the way they feel about desire. He thinks, well, I used to really arouse her. I barely needed to touch her. And, you know, wow. And so they misinterpret what is normal aging for loss of desire for each other. And that creates the misunderstanding.
Now, so for those women that are going through those challenges that are saying, and for a lot of women, and research shows that a lot of women feel that they're not getting the same or enough foreplay in order to become more aroused.
Yes, you're so right. And let me just get on my soapbox here a little bit about this. You know, women, we all need, and not just when we're aging, but most of us need quite a bit of foreplay. I say women need 20 minutes of what you call change your mind sex. And this is, you know, her letting go of the cares of the day. And during this time, most women really do not like their breasts or genitals touched. It can feel too invasive. It can feel dry and sandy and not pleasant, or about as sexy as touching her elbow. And then, you know, after that, after she's aroused, then she likes to be touched directly. And then it takes most women, and I'm going to say this twice, most women 20 minutes of direct touching to reach orgasm. Only 15 to 20% of all women can even reach orgasm through sexual intercourse. But about 100% of them reach orgasm through direct clitoral stimulation. And that takes about 20 minutes. And compare that to what the movies show us. You know, in a 90-second clip, she's up against a rough tree having intercourse, and she climaxes, and nobody has touched her. And I just think, you know, that's such a falsehood.
It is. And I, again, I'm going to say it for all those people listening. These are some very adult things that we're talking about, but I think that they're very important. And in the book, some of the women that told their stories even told of being married for several years and never reaching their climax or never having an orgasm. What do you say to those women?
Yes, that is so true.
Or to those men.
And some men say, you know, well, I just heard some women don't have it. But I can tell you, if a woman can walk into my office, if she's ambulatory, she can have an orgasm. Absolutely, hands down. So let's put that good word out there.
Okay, so let's just set that myth aside. If she's alive and can walk, she can have an orgasm. So, well, do you find that, and it seemed like in the book, from this, a lot of the stories that were told in your book, that a lot of women were not able to articulate what they needed from their partner.
And some women, you know, they don't know their own bodies. They don't really know what it takes. And so it is difficult to communicate. And I would say about another half of those women who don't have orgasm are afraid to communicate, you know, what they need. They've thought, if, you know, if I tell him what I like and what makes it work for me, then I'm a bad girl. I shouldn't know these things. And so they won't say, they don't have what I call sexual courage to talk about their needs.
Mm-hmm. And so how do you get that sexual courage? One of the ladies in the book was talking about, and you were talking about low libido, and I think that's important, and I don't want to get too far away from that, but one of the ladies was saying that she no longer had a desire. You took her back to past relationships, which I don't know, could be or could not be good, but she's realized that she could be orgasmic and that there were some things that happened in her past relationship that was not happening in her marriage, but of course she couldn't share that with her husband.
Right. And so some of what I tell women is, you know, I think it's hard sometimes to be comparative, to say, well, you know, this person did this to me and it worked. Rather than doing that, which might be hurtful, maybe they can tell their partner, you know, I read in a book that if you do this, that I might have a bigger orgasm. You know, some women maybe have been faking it for years. And
wow.
They don't want to let their partner down.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I tell them is blame it all on me. Blame it all on the sex therapist. You heard the sex therapist on the radio and just say, you know what? She said that if you touch me for 20 minutes, I'll have this huge orgasm. And so, you know, that way they can get more of the stimulation they need without necessarily confessing, oh, and by the way, I've never really had one with you.
Wow. Yeah, and that could be a blow to a man's ego, and I think to say the least, but for those women that are struggling in those areas of not being able to talk to their partner, I don't even know if there is a good way to even get there. Let me just take a quick break here and we're going to wrap up right after this.
Your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinelaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, also the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, and Davis One Stop. Now, if you're just joining the conversation, we're joined by certified sex therapist and licensed couples counselor, Lori Watson. Her book is Wanting Sex Again and How to Rediscover Your Desire and Heal a Sexless Marriage. And there are a lot of sexless marriages out there, Lori, and a lot of people are not able to have this conversation. And for some, it may have even been challenging to hear it. So I want to talk about what you think is the first critical and essential part of healing a sexless marriage for those people out there that are listening.
You know, I think the first step is to talk about it, to say, you know, honey, we haven't been physically intimate for so long, and I really miss you, and I miss this aspect between us, and I wish that things were good enough that I felt like being like that with you and that you felt like being that with me. And that's a soft opening versus a critical opening. You know, we haven't had it for so long and I'm sick of this, or, you know, something mm-hmm. critical. I mean, open with something that is at least warm.
Mm-hmm. And what do you hope, Lori, because the book is really all-encompassing. And I said to you during the break that I think for any woman or any couple that reads the book, that it opens up things that maybe you hadn't thought about when it comes to intimacy. And I think that, especially if you've been in a long-term relationship or a long-term marriage, there are some things that you have to look at to keep sex fresh, to mm-hmm. keep wanting each other, and and to keep it alive.
Right. I think that, you know, sex with one person for a lifetime is very challenging. And in order to keep it alive and fresh, we have to be open to the other one's creativity and imagination. And so many people, you know, end up just doing something that is the same every time, and it becomes so boring that really neither one of them wants to do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the way we keep it fresh, you know, we're all going to age, we're all going to become less attractive. There's, you know, some point that, you know, plastic surgery doesn't help. And so what we find arousing, I think, can be what our partner's mind brings to the table or brings to the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Asking each other, you know, what they think about, what they dream about, what they imagine, and what would be exciting to them is really, I mean, I don't think that they necessarily even need anything but their own creativity to keep it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
I suggest to women, you know, once a month, even once a quarter, could you do something a little new?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it doesn't have to be doing something outside your moral frame or something that you find really anxiety-producing. Just wear a silky nightgown and come downstairs, or, you know, try doing it in a different room in the house, or suggest something that is new and different. And I think variety is so important to keep our interest.
Absolutely. And for those couples that are having issues with timing, he wants to make love in the morning, she wants to make love at night, vice versa, and they can't get their timing down, what do you suggest for couples like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, first of all, I would say that the timing issue in my office is a straw issue. It's something that they're using defensively. And, you know, there's Saturday
what
and Sunday.
What does that mean? What does that mean, Lori?
It means that they're using it as an excuse to be intimate, not to be intimate. So, I mean, okay, maybe during the week they can't do it in the morning, or maybe during the week they're too tired to do it at night. But what about Saturdays and Sundays? I mean, they could be having sex twice a week at least, at a time frame that it's good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can sleep in a little bit. Maybe you're not a morning person because you're so tired, but okay, Saturday he takes the kids off to the park in the morning, she sleeps in, and then he drops them off at, you know, her mother's and comes home and she's just waking up and it's still the morning and they can make love. Or the evening time, you know, for heaven's sakes, every once in a while I say to couples, go rent a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is honestly cheaper than therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And
what'd you say? It's cheaper
a
than
lot
therapy.
Cheaper than therapy. You know, if they did that once a quarter, they would be so much better off. And then they can have, you know, the luxury of time that's uninterrupted.
Uh-huh.
They're not tired to make love whenever the other person preferences it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, sometimes we have to give a little bit. Okay, why can't they trade off? Okay, you don't like it as much in the morning, and I don't like it as much at night, but let's trade off. I mean, it's so simple.
Absolutely. And before you got to go, there was something interesting in the book about talking dirty. Some partners want that grit and that grime and that trash talking, that dirt talking
right.
in bed.
Right.
And, you know, the other person may not want that. How do you kind of make that compromise?
Well, first of all, on my website, awakeningcenter.net, there is a resource under the resource tab that is about erotic language. And couples have to find a mutual language that they feel comfortable with. Sometimes he might say, you know, I want you to talk dirty.
Uh-huh.
But what he really means is I want you to use slang. And what she thinks is dirty is what he thinks is slang. And sometimes she says, you know, I don't like that kind of language. You know, but every once in a while, maybe when she finds she's more aroused, she loses some of her modesty and
mm-hmm.
some of her inhibition. And so she can use a little bit of it then to make him happy. And
is that empowering him? Is that empowering him?
Empowering him. Well, I think it might be pleasing him,
okay.
And I think that that's okay in a relationship. I mean, I think what you said is important, though, because many people say, if I do what you want, then you win,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to have nothing. You know, you're not going to do it my way in return, or you're not going to give me what I need in return. So they reluctantly start to withhold whatever their partner needs. Is that what you mean?
Absolutely.
You say, does that empower him?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, also, sometimes, you know, maybe he wants to know that he's pleasing her, you know,
sure.
And maybe he feels empowered in that way, you know, tell
oh,
me
yeah.
that
a
I'm
good
pleasing
way. Right.
you. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I mean, I think women really need to let loose in terms of talking, either, you know, moaning or making some sound that lets their partner know, either by words or noises that say, you know, I'm liking this, I'm into this, because then he can know, you know, is this working for her or not?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I tell women a really quick tip is do a number system of 1 to 5. Just for fun, one night, set aside this little exercise and have him touch her. And they can, you know, reverse this later and she can touch him and just say, that's a 1 or that's a 5.
Mm-hmm.
And know that when you're touching a woman, guys, if you're listening, a 1 that may, you know, during a time of lower arousal might become a 5 when she's highly aroused. And only she knows. You cannot know what she wants, when she wants it, unless she communicates that. There's just no way for a man to know because we're so delicate,
mm-hmm.
and we have changes of our menstrual cycle, and our hormones change, and it's just, you know, it's very difficult for him to know, so she has to feedback. And sometimes the number system, men like numbers, and that's a good way to teach them, you know, technique.
And this whole idea of wanting sex again and how to rediscover your desire and heal a sexless marriage, it is really all-encompassing. It is an incredible book. And it's a book that I hope that every woman out there, especially if you're having challenges, but even if you're not, should read this book. Now, Lori, tell people where they can get your book and how they can connect to your website.
Okay, thank you. It's Amazon. You know, it's all on Amazon. You can go into Barnes & Noble and buy the book or the Barnes & Noble site. And certainly they can connect to me, LoriWatson.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter, LoriWatson.com. Just Google Lori Watson sex therapy if you have any trouble, and that connects you to my social media, and then that lets you know what I'm doing, where I'm at, where I'm talking, and things like that.
Absolutely. Lori, we want to thank you so much for spending what we hope is certainly part of the best part of your morning with us right here on the official.
Oh, thank you. It's been so much fun. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. The book, once again, Wanting Sex Again, How to Rediscover Your Desire and Heal a Sexless Marriage. We've got to take a quick break here, everybody, but we're back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
9? I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day.
I want a company
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated, like a real person with real concerns.
Finally, my kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8:54. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, and this segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team can be reached at 318-346-2540. Or in Opelousas at 337-942-9939. Like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, is serving Avoyelles Parish. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. And I tell you what, as we were getting off the phone with Lori, I said to her, and I've been saying throughout the show, that we hope that this is a conversation that will make you think. And a lot of people I know, D.C., are voyeurs that sit and listen but really need this information and would never maybe think to go out and seek this information on their own. But when we looked at the statistics that 20% of married couples are in sexless marriage or having sex no more than 10 times a year, 15% more are in low, what they call low sex marriages, less than 25 times a year. And 2 out of every 5 American women are frustrated by their own lack of sexual passion. And I guess we wanted to have this conversation not only because we were talking about this in a setting, couples and couples sort of opening up about some of their challenges. I think that Lori has answered a lot of those questions, but I think that we've got to, ladies, start being more open and honest with ourselves. And I told Lori, I said, the book, Wanting Sex Again, it opened me up to some other things. And what the book really does for women, I think, is to allow you to feel the normalcy of what is happening in your life, the changes, the things that maybe have been considered taboo, the way that we learn to view our bodies as young girls, and really getting in tune with what it is that we want and need. And I'm going to tell you, if you've been in a long-term relationship, a long-term marriage, you've got to keep looking to keep it refreshed, to keep it revitalized. And I don't know about you, but I want to be able to have a long, good, fruitful sex life for as long as I can. And I know a lot of people out there feel that way. And so what I hoped this conversation would do is to help you to put down or begin to consider putting down some of those things that have held you back, some of those thoughts, some of the things that have happened in the past, to learn to put those in the past so that you can move on. And it is such a wonderful way to connect with the person that you love and that you care about. And if you have low libido or you're having challenges, I would encourage you to go to Lori's website, Lori Watson. You can type in her name. You can Google her from there, or you can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com. And Lori's information is right there. It'll take you right to her link. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I hope that this morning's conversation makes you, at the end of the day, want to go home and love on your partner and say, you know what? Life is too short. Let's love each other. Let's not talk about it. Let's really love each other. Let's find that passion that it wasn't lost. You just forgot about it. You forgot that you could be that intimate. You forgot that you could be that sex goddess for your man or for your woman. You know, It all centers in the mind. And you can do it. Hey, I want to thank you guys so much, as always, for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We do it because we love you, but God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday. Have a great day. On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten.